BBC Proms. Experience every prom live on BBC Radio 3 from this Friday night.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a quarter to midnight. And now Verity Sharp with tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, quando eras ainda botão. Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, quando eras ainda botão. Disseram-te alguma coisa de a flor não ter coração? Disseram-te alguma coisa de a flor não ter coração? A rosa que se não colhe, nem por isso tem mais vida. A rosa que se não colhe, nem por isso tem mais vida. Ninguém há que te não olhe, que te não queira colhida. Ninguém há que te não olhe, que te não queira colhida. Quem te fez assim tão linda, não fez para mostrar. Quem te fez assim tão linda, não fez para mostrar. Que se é mais linda ainda quando se sabe negar. Que se é mais linda ainda quando se sabe negar. Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem? Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem, que não tem senão espinhos para quem só lhe quer bem? Dona Rosa, Dona Rosa, de que roceira é que vem?
Well, there's a song that compares a rosebud to a beautiful girl called Dona Rosa, as sung by Marisa, a queen of Portuguese fado. And that's from her latest album, Fado Tradicional, which, as the title suggests, goes right back to the music's bare bones and just presents fado with voice and the great Portuguese guitarra. So no big orchestral arrangements, which have sometimes featured on Marisa's previous albums. Welcome to Late Junction. The Unthanks have a new album out, so we'll have a track from that after we've been to Wales for a set of hornpipes here played by the five people who make up the young group Calam.
Thank you. Can he hoppy still? Can he hoppy Elliot, who lives at Hollow Hill? At hoppy acted right as he has seldom done. He would have kissed his wife and left the maid alone. Can he hoppy Elliot? Can he hoppy still?
That's one from the Unthanks' latest release, a song called Can He Hoppy Elliot, and the album's a very dark, seductive affair. We'll hear more of it on Late Junction this week. And if you're in London at the weekend, they're going to be playing at the Barbican on Saturday night, taking part in the Blaze Festival. Well, an invocation to nature in a moment by the Lithuanian composer Bronius Kutavičius, the opening to his piece called Last Pagan Rites. After this one, which is described as a musical haiku, so as you'd expect, it's short, concise, and has lots of pauses for thought and reflection. It's by the German composer Friedrich Goldmann, and it's played here by the Modern Art Sextet.
Thank you. A blind man stumbles through the woods, gripping saplings to steady his step. He's bent like a bow, he's growing old, but still his hair is glowing gold. He's ready to stop, ready to stop breathing. He slumps in a doorway, heaving. She turns from the fire with eyes bright as diamonds and soft, soft as the velvet night. Her hair is silver birch, silver moon, and she rocks him, rocks him in the little room, singing there. She holds him in her arms in the rocking chair, Softly she strokes his golden hair. Before the dawn, this old man is newborn. From his head she plucks three shining strands. They flash in her hand, then they fall to the floor. He smiles at her, radiant and young. Then he crawls out the door to become the sun.
Emily Portman, and a setting of story that she came across in the book called Women Who Run With Wolves. But she credits it as a Russian tale, but I'm sure that that story turns up in other cultures too. It's called Three Gold Hairs, and it followed on there from the music of Bronius Kutavičius, and that's the opening movement to his piece Last Pagan Rites, which he wrote in the late 1970s. Now, the patterns of the Umbira thumb piano have inspired many musicians, not least guitarists, who enjoy trying to pick out the melodies on the guitar. Zimbabwe's Thomas Mapfumo is probably the most famous example of that, so we'll have a track from him after hearing the delicate sound of the instrument played solo by Kevin Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Thomas Mapfumo and the song Shumba, meaning spirit lion, and requesting vigilance and warning people to avoid loose talk. Before that was the instrument that inspired those glorious guitar patterns, the Umbira, as played by Kevin Nathaniel on his album Umbira Magical. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is Kuniko Kato, borrowing a classic guitar piece by Steve Reich, Electric Counterpoint, and transcribing it for the marimba.
Thank you.
Well, that's the work of Matt Haynes, who works under the name The Ripoff Artist, and clearly having fun with that track, which he calls Stuffing Box. Before that, you heard the final movement of Electric Counterpoint by Steve Reich, as arranged by the percussionist Kuniko Kato. If you'd like details of that, or of course anything else that you hear on this programme, do have a look at the playlist, which we post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Now let's enter the world of C.W. Stone King, where nothing, not least his name, seems quite real. You listen to this music and you think, is this jazz, calypso, or as the title here suggests, is this the blues? Well, it's the jungle blues, in fact, and it sounds like this.
Thank you. jungle blues.
В голове кадушках мегавольт, и минула неделя, по Европе я гуляю, мама, лошадь забываю, ой, мама, лошадь забываю, ой. И в церквях, и в синагогах, но хамон прошу у Бога, гэм же мира фарбениган, дай же спеть еще ланиган, ой, дай мне спеть еще ланиган, ой.
Голове кадушка хмеля, вот и минула неделя. По Европе я гуляю, мама, лошадь забываю, ой, мама, лошадь забываю, ой.
That's a group, Fanfara, who you might think are one of the crazy brass bands of Eastern Europe, but in fact, they're from Brighton. Working there with the Siberian singer Polina Skovoroda and a song called A Little Bit of Time. Well, I do like a bit of brass, such a staple sound of Northern England, of course, or at least it was when the mines were flourishing. But the story of there and the music's demise was the inspiration behind the Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson's latest project, Miners' Hymns. From it, this is There Is No Safe Side But the Side of Truth.
Thank you. shells rain down plain circle overhead. By the old port road, the burying the dead. Can this bloody ground yield anything like the flowers of the Arab spring? What price freedom, what price liberty for the ones who fell on the road to Tripoli? In the silent dawn we prayed that God would bring the flowers of the Arab spring. And across the border they made a covenant. After Friday prayers we bring down the government. These victories will not be without their sting, like the flowers of the Arab spring. Sleeping rough in blankets on the floor. Somewhere by a campfire light, the clandestinos sing for the flowers of the Arab spring. Will our children reap the fruits of all this toil when their father's blood is soaked into the soil? There's a wounded bird with a broken wing amongst the flowers of the Arab spring. There's a wounded bird with a broken wing amongst the flowers of the Arab.
Well, you may well recognise that voice from the group The Roots Union. They came into the studio to help Lake Junction celebrate its 10th anniversary a while ago. The Roots Union are currently taking a break at the moment, various members of the group going off to pursue other projects. The guitarist Philip Henry is producing some good work with Hannah Martin. But the singer Tobias Ben-Jacob, meanwhile, has set up this group called Lamplighter, who frankly sound gorgeous to my ears anyway. They're working on an album at the moment, but in the meantime, they've released that song in response to recent world events, Flowers of the Arab Spring. And this music was inspired by the recent revolution in Egypt. This is a piece called Helm Ash-Shab, People's Dream, and it's by two brothers, Joseph and James Tawdros. Thank you. That's Alistair Roberts and friends in a piece that he calls Kilmer Hog. Alistair Roberts is going to be one of Late Junction's guests this weekend at the Latitude Festival. We have a stage there for the very first time. Max Reinhardt is going to be your host each night. And if you aren't going along to the festival itself, he's also going to be playing you highlights from it on next week's Late Junction. Alistair Roberts, a very distinctive singer, and I thought I'd end tonight by hearing him in a song joined by Emily Portman, who we heard from earlier in the programme this evening. They're telling a tale here of Little Sir Hugh, which is said to be a true story, dates from the 13th century, and all about a Jewish girl who murders a Christian boy. I'm Verity Sharp. Do join me for Late Junction tomorrow night. Another late start at 12:45. See you then.
The rain comes down in Merry Lincoln, so does it down the pond. So does the lads of Merry Lincoln when they play at the ball. And up and spoke the Jew's daughter, "Oh, will you come in and dine? I can't come in, I won't come in without my playfair's nine." She pulled an apple green and red to lure the young thing in. She pulled an apple red and green, and that the sweet bearded whim. She's taken out her wee penknife, hung low down by the door, and twined the young thing of his life, and word he never spoke more. And out and come the thick, thick blood, and out and come the thin, and out and come the bonny heart's blood. There was no life left in. She laid him on a dressing board and dressed him like a swine, and laughed and said, "Go now and play with your sweet playfair's nine." She rolled him in a sheet of lead and bid him lie and sleep. She's flung him into the Jew's draw well, was 50 fathoms deep. When bells were rung and mass was sung, went every lady home, and every lady had her young son, but Lady Helen, she had none. Began to weep, and she's run up to the Jew's castle when they were fast asleep. "My bonnie Hugh, my dear Sir Hugh, I pray you to me speak. Oh lady, run to the deep draw well, if you your only song. So she's run up to the deep draw well and knelt down on her knees.
my winding sheet, and it's at the back of Mary Lincoln. It's there we two shall meet. Go home, go home, my mother dear, and fetch my winding sheet, and bury me in the sepulchre with the Bible at my feet.
Music Through the Night, now on BBC Radio 3. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in this part of the programme I'm going to transport you back to June 2009, when music lovers descended on Geneva for 3 days and nights of music-making in the city's annual Fête de la Musique. Not many of the recordings on this programme are made in the open air, but even the Swiss make an exception at the height of summer, which is how this recital by the French pianist David Frey is accompanied by much tweeting, in the old-fashioned sense of the word, that is. I think Schubert, of all people, would have enjoyed the birdsong accompaniment. David's programme begins with his Allegretto in C minor, Deutsch 915. Back in the spring of 1827, when Austria still had a navy, Schubert's dear friend Ferdinand Walcher was called up for service, and before he left for Venice, the composer dedicated to him that Allegretto in C minor, Deutsch 915. David Frey was the pianist. Exactly a year later, Schubert composed this Allegretto in E-flat. It wasn't published until 40 years later, edited by Brahms. It's the second of his three pieces, now known as Deutsch 946.